A long-running civil lawsuit filed by relatives of a family who died of carbon monoxide poisoning at an Aspen vacation home has been resolved. In 2008, Parker and Carolyn Lofgren and their young children Owen and Sophie died at the home east of town. Since then, relatives, including the kids' grandparents, have been in and out of the courtroom. They sued several parties involved with building and maintaining the home. William Hansen is the family's attorney.
The owner-developer of the property, there was the general contractor that he had hired, and then the general contractor had hired a number of subcontractors to work under him.
The manufacturer of the boiler in the home was also named in the lawsuit, along with subcontractors who did ongoing maintenance on the home. The parties settled in court, and the trial scheduled for this month will not go forward. Hansen won't give details about the settlements, but says all parties agreed the terms were fair and reasonable. He says the resolution gives the family some closure.
Despite the case not going to trial, I think that their goals really were met to find out what had happened, who was responsible for this calamity, and, you know, and hold them accountable, and also while recognizing and honoring the Lofgren family who died.
The deaths were blamed on the boiler in the home, which was meant to heat the driveway and water. A disconnected pipe or vent allowed carbon monoxide to escape into the $9 million house. There was no carbon monoxide detector in the home, even though a county ordinance required one.